Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I'm very, very pleased that you are here with me today. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful show. I'm glad you're with me. We have a special guest in studio today. And we were going to have another guest calling in, but unfortunately he's sick, so it's only going to be the two of us. But she's in studio, and as soon as I turn the Facebook live stream over to her, you'll see why you'll be very happy that she's in studio with me today. So first, of course, we have our quotes from Abraham and from the universe. Let's see what Abraham and the universe have in store for us today. First, from the universe: it's not what's happening around you that determines your health, finances, or hotness, but what's happening inside of you exclusively. You hottie, the universe. We love our quotes from Mike Dooley in the universe, chiding us on to remember that it's all about what is going on inside of us. I like to say that we don't really have much choice what happens to us externally, right? The world does what it does. The world happens around us. But we have 100% control over how we respond to what happens to us, right? We don't have any control whether a hurricane is going to hit our town. We don't have any control whether there's an earthquake. We don't have any control whether some crazy guy runs down the street shooting up a bunch of people, which we hope never, ever happens in our experience. But we do have control over how we decide to respond to it and what kind of meaning we make from this experience. Is this an experience that empowers us or that pulls us down? Is this an experience that we can learn from, or is this an experience where we choose to just be a victim? This response is where we have our control. This experience is where that really determines who we are in the world. How we show up, what we show up like, this is determined by that moment between what happens in front of us and how we respond to that incident, that moment, that person, that message, that dialogue. So that's where all the power is. And this is a big thing. And this is, I coach my clients about this all the time. This is where the ultimate power lies. Because nobody can push your buttons unless you allow them to. As there's an old Arabic saying, I believe, that says, they can't get your goat if they don't know where it's tied. So let's not let our goat be tied out someplace out in the open and obvious. As a matter of fact, let's just untie the goat and let it go run wild. Let's let us learn that we have the power, we have the control, we have the strength to decide. Now, sometimes, you know, we feel that emotion welling up. Sometimes, you know, we feel that, like, we want to strangle somebody. And that's okay, right? Our feelings are our feelings. That doesn't mean we have to act on those feelings. It doesn't mean that we literally have to go and put our arms around somebody's neck and strangle them. right? We have the choice. We can honor our feelings, and our feelings do have a lot of information. They do tell us something about the situation, right? But again, nobody can force you to do anything. Unless, of course, they're holding a gun to your head. And you know, thank you, Alex, on the Facebook live stream for the hearts. You know, if someone has a gun to our head and like is saying, like, you got to do this or I'm going to kill you. Okay, fine. I'll go with that. I mean, you still have a choice. But, you know, if someone has a gun to your head, you want to live, fine. You don't have a choice. Everything else, we have a choice. We really do. We may need to take a breath. We may need to take a moment to regain our composure. And this is why practices like meditation and practices that help us to be more present are so important, so that when we are in the moment, we're better able to show up. We're better able to be in the moment and show up from an empowered point of view. So... Alex is being active on the live stream. I love it. You're actually implying we're responsible for our actions. Shame on you, Sam. Yes, we are responsible for our actions. I know sometimes some of our political figures don't like to take responsibility for their actions. That's their shtick. That's not our shtick. So, a wonderful quote from the universe. Let's see what Abraham has in store for us today. Quote, ask and it is given, quote, means that whether you are a full-blooming genius human or whether you are the one-celled amoeba in the ocean or a cell in one of your bodies, when it is concluded that something else is preferred, no matter how developed the consciousness is, every time a preference is noted, non-physical energy rushes forth to answer it. It is the promise of our evolving beingness. Abraham. Ooh. Wonderful, wonderful quote. Kind of goes hand in hand with the first one. Ask and it is given. Ask and it is given means that when we have a desire, right? When we experience something and it helps to clarify within us that we want something different, merely the act of that clarity helps to call into reality, helps to call into manifestation what it is. What is that thing that we want instead? Now, this doesn't necessarily mean that it shows up immediately. It doesn't necessarily mean that what we're calling in is going to appear right away. But the moment we have that feeling, that thought, that intention, that desire, then we have started down the road towards bringing that thing that we want into reality. And this is why contrast actually serves us. And when we talk about contrast, contrast is experiencing those things that we don't really want. Experiencing those things that just don't feel right, just don't feel good. And every time we experience contrast, it brings within us that desire for something else, for something different. And merely that desire begins the process. All right? It doesn't stop there, but it begins there. Now, the thing is, sometimes people get hung up with this because they think that manifestation should be instantaneous. Well, it's a really good thing that manifestation is not instantaneous, because otherwise there would be real chaos in the streets. I mean, can you imagine if every time you have a thought, you have a question, you're trying to do something and like you get a desire and it actually shows up, you have an experience on the customer service line and you really want to kill somebody and they would all of a sudden drop dead. That would not be a very good thing. Luckily, there is this buffer of time between when we ask and when it is given. And that buffer of time is to help us to clarify our intentions, to see that it really, really is something that we want and that we desire. Because oftentimes we like get this impulse and then we're like, do I really want that? Nah, I don't really want that. And we let it go. And because it's not held as active as long in our energetic field, in our not held as long, like in our intention, so then it doesn't manifest. And that's a good thing. But when something, this desire, this contrast, it's so much a part of us that we you know, feel like we have to have this, and it's ongoing and it's continual, then it begins to manifest. All right. So it's not asking it is given right away. And that's not the quote. Asking it is given this instant. No, that's not the way it works. Ask it is given. All right. It means that something else is preferred, and energy starts to rush into that area where we have asked. All right. That's the beginning of the process. So two wonderful, wonderful quotes from the universe and from Abraham. And as I like to say, I mean, they're these morning's quotes, and they're very, very apropos for today's guest and for our topic today. So it is my extreme pleasure to welcome to you. Give me a moment as I flip around our Facebook live stream camera. Yeah, she is. So it is my pleasure to introduce you to Sebia Marie Debra.
Beautifully said.
Ah, finally, I got it right.
Yes.
And she contributes a 21st century perspective on consciousness, biophysics, energy medicine, and the spiritual dimensions of health and wellness, including life cycle and healthy aging. She serves on a number of boards, including the editorial board of the Journal of Advances in Physics at the University of Oxford and the European Journal of Physics Education. She is a biofeedback retreat facilitator at the Academy of Wellness, both in Toronto, Canada, and here in New York, New York. And more importantly, she is co-author of this wonderful, wonderful book, Overcoming Acute and Chronic Pain, Keys to Treatment Based on Your Emotional Type, which she did with our dear friend of the station and of our center, Dr. Mark McCauzy, who is an amazing doctor and PhD. So welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Sebia.
Thank you for having me.
Ah, my pleasure. My pleasure. Thank you for coming into the studio. It's always nice to get people locally and get them in here. I always like to say, you know, phone interviews are okay, but when it's in person, it just has a different energy about it.
Totally.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So before we get started, quick question. So you did this book with Dr. McCauzy, who I actually met through the former owner of the station in this center. At the time, his name was Giorgio Rapetti. He's now known as Bhante. He's a Theravadan Buddhist monk. How did you get to meet Dr. Mark McCauzy?
I met Dr. Mark McCauzy in 2014.
Oh, so relatively recently.
Yeah, definitely. Through a rooibos distributor. He and Dr. Mark McCauzy is very passionate about hydration in your cells.
Yeah.
Now, rooibos is, you know, he's been studying this for 20 years. And, you know, rooibos is a plant, and you can get it
as a tea.
It comes
from Africa, usually.
Yeah, South Africa. The Bushmen, they kind of go into it and provide it. Actually, it has the ability to go into your cells and works with the mitochondria to really provide hydration for your entire body.
Oh, really?
Which is something that I think in supplements and vitamins today are kind of, we're starting to get there.
Right,
I see a lot of supplements. You know, I sometimes go to Facebook for most of my news because otherwise I can't.
Yes!
I can't really, you know, go on TV anymore and, you know, all of that. But I've noticed that a lot of supplement companies are starting to go to the cellular route and showing how, you know, the vitamins affect our DNA. And that's how I met him.
Oh, interesting.
We had a wonderful conversation about energy and spirituality.
Cool.
And, yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. Okay, I got to stack up on my rooibos tea now.
Yes.
Because I'm a big tea drinker. I drink tea like crazy, so I'll definitely do it. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, talk a little bit about how this book came into being, and we'll talk about some lots of interesting topics this hour. So, and Alex, I do see your comments on the Facebook live stream. I'll get to those when we come back from our commercial break. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Hello, I'm JC.
I'm Joan.
And welcome to 21st Century Entrepreneur. We bring education,
insight,
knowledge,
awareness,
trouble,
craziness, and fun
for you, the entrepreneur who's looking to build your business
and your community. Listen every Friday from noon to 1 Eastern on talkradio.nyc. And you can tweet us at 21st CE Radio or Talk Alternative.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. Oh, some shout outs on our Facebook live stream. Yes, if anybody wants to watch the video, we're live on the Facebook live stream. Had a little trouble in the beginning, but we should be okay now. Thank you, Nancy, Jonathan, Alex, for tuning in. Alex had a question from our quotes of the day. What about people recovering from, say, an addiction? The thought or compulsion to act out is retarded if one is in recovery. Is a higher power necessary? So when it comes to addiction, it's an interesting energy, and it's one that is inherent. It's kind of almost like a tendency that the person has with their energy that's not necessarily about the substance, but it's more sort of an internal feeling, that an internal energetic pattern that needs to be worked out. Is a higher power necessary? I'm not quite sure. You know, a lot of people have different terms that they usually use, a higher power. I know a lot of 12-step programs think that way. And to me, there is a higher power, but that higher power is within us. We are part of that higher power. We are not separate and distinct from it. So when we call upon the higher power, it's the higher power within ourselves, and it's the higher power is the connection to ourselves. And yes, you can have a thought or compulsion to do something, but it's still a choice. You know, it always comes down to a choice. You know, if you're I don't know, if you're an Oxycontin addict, you always have a choice whether you put that pill into your mouth or not. Now, the thing is the consequences of that choice, which if you don't put in the pill, you're in a lot of pain. And if you do put it in, you feel better. But then there are other things, you know, it's still a choice. It's just that the pain may be so intense, or we don't want to experience the pain so much, so we choose, you know, to put that pill in our mouth. So it is always a choice, and that's where the power is. Now, we may feel like we don't have a choice. We may feel like we don't have the ability to choose differently. That it comes from the meaning that we make from it. That comes from our identity. And there are ways to shift and change that. So it's a very complex question, Alex. I appreciate it. I'll have to get an addiction expert on and spend a whole show on it, because it really is the kind of question that a whole hour should be devoted to it. But anyway, thank you for asking. So Sabia, so you met Dr. Mukozi through this wonderful stuff you discovered around the importance of hydration, which is very, very important for our physical body. Anybody who's done any kind of energy work or trainers or anybody knows that, like, one of the main things is to make sure that our body is hydrated properly, as it's just a foundational thing before going on. Like, now we're understanding this is part of it. But how did you guys, like, come to decide to write this book about chronic pain? Was it like a project that Mark already had that you joined in? Was it an idea you had that Mark joined in? Or was it something that the two of you kind of came up together with?
Yeah, so Mark had this, you know.
And he's written like a million books
he's
already.
He's written so many books. He's written so many books. And I think it came about, you know, he had some content and we were talking about my past. and from an energetic standpoint too. Uh-huh. When you're a child, and that goes back to, I think, you know, it's kind of like it attaches to everything. You know, the person that just asked the question, regarding addiction. You know, we are shaped as a child by, you know, everything. We have the ability to change over time. I went through pain and it was emotional.
Right.
At a very young age, to the point where it paralyzed me. I was under extreme anxiety, had learning disabilities, and I wasn't able to, you know, really, really speak at all. It was really difficult to connect with people. I had a tough childhood. So it
was... Where did you grow up? I'm just curious.
I grew up in Katona.
Oh, in Katona,
in Westchester County. Yeah.
Yes, I know that area.
It's a beautiful area.
Yeah, it is.
You know,
it
and when
is.
You're a kid, you're like... I'm in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
But I did appreciate, you know, we went over the bridge every now and then. Yeah. And there was a reservoir and I would always look at the sunset and this and that. So I'm totally nature, you know, crazy about nature now. I'm always going on hikes and everything.
Yeah, me too. I love it.
But he, you know, he had this idea of bringing me on to the project and beyond that too, specifically this. And he said, let me see, what you've got. But I wanted to do something even more than this, to bring an energetic standpoint, which I feel that is not really in academic literature.
Oh, still, absolutely. Yeah,
maybe it's in
still
physics,
very much on the fringe. Yeah.
But it's still, everyone's thinking of it as more spiritual route. But I think, medicine now and, certain things that our bodies are capable of, really flowing with is frequency and energy.
Right.
And, I noticed through meditation that I was able to change the way I think, the way I feel about myself. And going back to that higher power, I just wanted to speak about that because I think in all of us, like you said, we do have a higher power. Mm-hmm. I also believe that we sometimes feel the need to give our life or, our purpose isn't big enough. So we have to kind of put it on something else or someone else. That's more of, I think, like you said, a mindset, but also, in order to really heal and be connected, you have to be connected to yourself.
Right.
You know,
right.
More
absolutely.
Than anything else.
Yeah, totally. Totally. When did you kind of develop this sort of spiritual side, / energetic kind of side to you? I mean, I understand you had, trauma, you had difficulties as a child. Like, when did it kind of come to you? Like, ooh, there's like something more than this physical world to us.
I realized that a lot of this energy I was harnessing that prevented me from also, in my mind, it was all there, but I felt everything as a child. I didn't really think thoughts. I was more feeling. So that, I mean, if you just think about feelings in general, it's feelings. You're feeling these, emotions, even beyond emotions. I felt connected to the present moment at times. And I realized that this energy can be controlled and it doesn't have to be, all over the place.
Right.
And that's when I started really getting into spirituality, meditation.
Was there anything in particular that, like, an incident or someone you met or a book that put you on the path, or was it just sort of a natural evolution?
It was a natural evolution.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Eckhart Tolle was
yes.
And I based, a lot of my life earlier now on intuition. I walked by one of his books in Barnes & Noble's. I told myself to stop. I looked down and there was his book.
Which one, Power of Now or New Earth?
Power of Now. And I got, that one later on. Yeah. And that completely, it took me like a year to read that.
Oh yeah. These books are so dense. Yeah.
Because I was like, finally, there's some education and intelligence out there.
Yeah.
And then I also read Emotional Intelligence by Daniel Goldman.
Ah, yes.
And that really brought together, IQ and academic for me, because I was more into emotional intelligence and just really connecting on that level.
And so when you started off, were you kind of always on this trajectory of kind of going into the healing arts, or were you doing something else and then kind of shifted your life around?
I was always going.
You were always going to. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. So this book on overcoming acute and chronic pain. Now, pain is something that a lot of people feel, and there's all kinds of pain. What was kind of the take, maybe if you can just kind of briefly summarize for our audience, like what was the sort of purpose behind writing this book with Dr. Mukozzi and you know, what you were hoping to achieve together with it?
Basically, physical pain.
Okay.
You know,
so that specifically is, physical pain.
Everything is in there.
Uh-huh.
Mark and I were talking earlier today. I know he can't be on the call today, but you know, we were talking about what is the leading cause of death in the United States, and it's not getting this book. It's basically
all right. Very, very careful. So everyone, you know, get out there and get this book if you want to stick around for a while.
But no, in all seriousness, chronic pain. It costs $700 billion a year. I mean, the United States is spending more money than any other part of the entire planet on healthcare. And we're really not doing anything.
Right.
And everything's pretty much medical medications, you know, just like, you know, all medical, you know, you go in, you visit the doctor, he prescribes medication.
Right.
You know, I know a lot of doctors who are really, really, and it's not a jab against the community. It's actually what they're learning.
Right.
That goes back to academic literature and like what's in the books. And that's also where I'm trying to make an imprint.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. Wonderful. So I know there's a lot in this book from things like acupuncture, Chinese medicine, herbs. I'm assuming like the biofeedback and the more energetic sides are kind of like your contributions to it. So what do you feel is like one of the like starting points for somebody who's new to this realm of energy medicine and sort of the, dare I say, more woo-woo stuff? like how would somebody who's just experiencing physical pain, what's an alternative to just taking some painkiller for them? Where would you start somebody?
So a lot of people I don't want to say a lot of people, but meditation, everyone says they can't do it. I mean, for the most part. I mean, it's just I can't do it. I can't sit still. I can't do that. But that's a choice. It goes back to a choice. You actually can.
Well, I think there's a huge misperception about what meditation actually is. And
Definitely. People
kind of have this preconception in mind that they have to sit cross-legged on the floor with a candle and incense burning and the curtains drawn. And like, if you're not sitting, you know, and you have absolutely no thoughts in your mind, and if you can't do that, you can't meditate. And that's totally not what meditation is.
Absolutely. And I'm actually working with Mark and Don McCown on another book right now.
Cool.
It's a textbook in mindfulness and meditation.
Ah.
Now, you touched upon something that's very, you know, distinct. Meditation is more, is internal. You're really, you're making yourself in the inside still. You know, not necessarily on the outside.
Right.
Mindfulness is more action-based. You're doing something, but you're being mindful about it.
Right.
You know, you're eating. You're making sure you're chewing your food properly, so you're digesting properly.
Right.
You're more mindful with people, communication. You know, it's more of an outside external. Meditation and mindfulness, I think, can be considered the two starting points, in my opinion, when changing any part of your life.
Okay.
Because it goes back to habit.
Right. So those are kind of like the foundational things. So first,
it creates
about
an awareness.
Yeah. So it's about being more mindful, which is like more present to things going on. And then I always consider meditation to be a gift that we give ourselves to just be present with ourselves.
Definitely.
And so we start there. Okay, wonderful. So that's how we're going to get started. And when we come back, we'll talk about where we can go from there. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, with my guest, Sibya Marie Debra, co-author of the book, Overcoming Acute and Chronic Pain. We'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
If you have an interest in marijuana, you want to know about marijuana, law, policy, and culture, then feel free to join me, Joseph A. Bondi, every Friday at 11 o'clock in the morning on my show, In the Know 420 on TalkingAlternative.com. Legalize the earth. Continue to
resist the passage of this necessary legislation. Hi, this is Rob Kay.
And I'm Callie Alpert.
And we're hosts of the Rob and Callie Show. Are you looking for a show that talks about real stuff like life, love, the pursuit of being yourself?
Then you have come to the right place, because we cover topics ranging from chivalry to gratitude to your relationship with money and everything in between.
So listen to us on the Rob and Callie Show, Tuesdays, 8 to 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.myc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're talking all about overcoming acute and chronic pain. Actually, before we continue, Sebia, what's the difference between acute and chronic pain?
So acute pain is something that is, I would say under 3 months, 90 okay. days. You know, it's a short term, but you're still feeling it.
Right.
Chronic pain is years.
Yeah.
You know, it's just 6 months. I would say after 6 months, then you have something going on.
Right.
And it becomes chronic. Right. It's yeah. just constant. Your body gives you signs. When you don't listen, that's pretty much what happens, unfortunately.
Right. Okay. So whether we have acute or we have chronic, mindfulness, meditation, it's good to start with both of them. Where do we go from there? Then what would be like sort of the next step? Someone says, okay, I'm being more mindful and I'm meditating, but I'm still in pain most of the time. Where would you kind of send people?
Well, this book really does go into alternative and complementary, you know, medicine. So right. you can combine this, you know, if you absolutely need to take a prescription, which I really am against. But this gives you ways to kind of, you know, get off of it eventually,
right,
I would
right.
say. You know, there's biofeedback, for example, we were talking right. about that earlier.
Right.
And I'm part of a clinic. Dr. George Grant runs in mm-hmm. Canada and mm-hmm. in New York. He's all over the United States. He's an excellent doctor. Mm-hmm. He's really passionate. And the reason why I connected with him is because I really wanted, you know, when I first, wrote about it, I wanted to get behind the scenes of how good someone can be at biofeedback, and he's amazing.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
And I think that, you know, frequency is very important. And like I said, you know, starting off with any of these therapies, you know, there's acupuncture mm-hmm. too, mm-hmm. that really removes blockages in the body,
right,
through
right.
meridian points.
Yes,
so,
yes. Yeah. Somewhere, because we do have offer acupuncture here at the Double Diamond Wellness Center. Even though I'm not an acupuncturist, I am very familiar with the idea of the meridians and of the flow of chi, and when there's too much or not enough, and really balancing it out. I mean, really, a lot of Chinese medicine is based on the idea of bringing the body back to its normal state, or what's homeostasis, which is kind of harmony and balance, which oftentimes if there's pain, it's because something is out of balance.
Absolutely. And I also want to mention that this is also seen in massage therapy, which we talk about too. and what I mean by that is you can have pain in your shoulder and the muscles, you know, it's all the way down here.
Down in your back, right,
yeah,
absolutely.
In the lower back. So, yeah. I mean, it really is interesting how, you know, you go about things. But I mean, you know, we also talk about your emotional type in here. You know, Mark Micosi and Mike Jower, they wrote a book on your emotional type.
Yeah.
And it's very, very on point. a lot of people have given positive feedback. You know, the book is doing really, really well. They said when they take the test, they're able to decipher whether they are a thin boundary type or a thick boundary type. And thin boundary types are more sensitive to stimuli, and they react more strongly to emotional pain, physical pain. Thick boundary types kind of like internalize it more, and they need a little bit more of a
a little bit more of a smack upside the head. Right.
You know, and thick boundary types, you know, benefit from massage, you know, kind of more, a little bit more of the hands-on.
Gotcha. And you have in here like a test or a survey or something? You have like a questionnaire in this book?
Oh, yes. There's a questionnaire. Yeah.
And that helps to determine the boundary types?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So people can use that to kind of figure out where they are, and then depending on that, the book can kind of guide you to, well, if you're this, then maybe you want to look at this modality or that modality as opposed to this other modality.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yep.
And what about for those people that just traditional, I don't want to say traditional because it's not really traditional, modern medicine has just failed them and, you know, it doesn't serve them and all sort of like the physical kinds of stuff isn't working well. What kinds of energy, spiritual healing, what kinds of alternative stuff can be very effective for those kinds of people?
Interesting. You know, I have really gotten into, you know, physics and biophysics, which is biology and physics. And I really believe that our minds alone have the power to heal ourselves. And you hear that all the time,
right.
You know, and you're like, well, what does that mean?
Right.
When you really have an intention, a good intention, an awareness of yourself and really stop and thinking, you know, what is going on that could be external, that could be, you know, affecting you internally. The natural state, I think, of life is the flow.
Right.
Being in the flow.
Right.
There's a lot of people coming out, you know, they're writing about sports and athletes. You know, I know we have someone in here who is into sports.
A couple of people.
And they always talk about the flow because that, you know, the mind really has the power to do that. Now, in terms of health, when you're in the flow, you know, it's shown even the law of attraction, what you were talking about before. I mean, when you're in the flow, your day just goes completely well.
Right.
But also you feel good about yourself and you make better decisions.
Right.
In health, when you're able to slow things down and really focus on your body and initiate a healing process, that is definitely possible. Now, that's for another conversation on about how exactly to do that.
Right.
It just goes to show that, you know, our minds are you know, really
very powerful. Absolutely. Yeah. One of my teachers likes to say that we don't really have health issues. We have life issues. And when you take care of the life issue, the health issue takes care of itself.
Yes. And it's so difficult right now to live in the world we're living in. I mean, you know, it's and I don't, and another point that I do want to make is that a lot of people, you know, there's a positivity thing going on. Be positive, be this, be that. But we have emotions for a reason.
Yes.
And I think feeling a negative emotion, acute, short term, you know, maybe not for 3 months straight, but in the moment when you're feeling these, it's really pointing your body and your mind and your heart into the right direction. Why am I feeling this? You know,
right. And I don't like to classify different emotions as positive or negative. I know it's a very common thing because they're all positive in some way because there's information in all of our emotions, and emotions such as anger or sadness or depression, there's information in there if we dive into it that actually tells us something. And another teacher I like to follow, Matt Kahn, he said in one of his videos that, like, when we're feeling that anger or that negativity towards somebody, it's really about a misalignment with what's true for us. So that if we really pay attention and not, like, kind of stuff down our emotions, like, oh, I shouldn't feel that way. Oh, it's not right. Oh, I have to be happy and up all the time. but if instead of that, if we were to actually pay attention, like, I'm feeling really pissed off right now. There must be something about this which is out of alignment with what I feel inside of me, as opposed to just ignoring it or you know, kind of shoving it to the side, that then we allow the energy to flow and we actually learn something from it.
Absolutely. I think having more of an inward vision of what's going on is more powerful than having an outward vision, because even though things are just going to keep happening in front of us.
Right.
But like you said, it really has to do with how we take it, how we react to it, and what we do.
Right.
You know, every single person has an impact in this world, and of others, of themselves. But really, in order to help someone else, you really need to be aligned with yourself.
Right. Absolutely. That's the primary, first and foremost, is being aligned with yourself. Now, it can be difficult when you're in pain to feel that alignment.
Yes.
Right. And that pain kind of just feeling that sensation tends to knock us out of alignment.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I like to think of pain as the past. Anxiety is the future. When you know, and it's said, this is stated elsewhere in different ways, but that's basically what it is. That is why I really do like meditation and mindfulness, because it really provides
you to be present to that present
moment without trying to find it.
Right.
You know, transcendental meditation specifically, I'm hugely passionate on at the moment. And I heard about it in 2012 and I was like, okay, it's just another form of meditation. It has so many studies, like countless studies. The field effect, and how when you are aligned and in that state of consciousness where you are heightened and you're in that state of beyond flow, you're just being, you can have an effect on everyone else in the room.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
It's measured through your, you know, electromagnetic fields of your heart and your mind.
Yeah, yeah. The HeartMath Institute did a whole bunch
of
studies.
I love them.
Yeah.
I was just emailing Roland McCready.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we've been talking.
Oh, wonderful.
For a while now, and I'm telling him, you know, I'm shouting him out.
Yeah.
Not only today, just in the stuff that I'm writing. I mean, they have some really powerful studies that is really aligning spirituality and, you know, medicine together.
Right. Yeah. And that's really like the future of medicine, isn't it?
I believe so. In Common Pain Conditions, which is another book that I wrote, it's with Mark. I really wanted to focus on energy. And in the academic literature, it's really difficult to have, you know, these concepts of energy and how this can potentially heal.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did was I basically broke down the Big Bang Theory, and I said, explosion, you know, what is flying around? Protons, neutrons, electrons, you know, there's a whole, you know, nothing, energy,
right.
Particles.
Right.
Well, we're made up of all those, right. You know, even though we're more, we look at a physical world, we're very much an energetic world.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I kind of take people through that. A lot of my listeners know that I do a spoon bending workshop every now and then here in the center. And I kind of show people how using your energy and your intention, you can take a solid piece of metal that at first you can't bend and then you can bend. And it's purely because of understanding the physics. I like take the first half of the 3-hour workshop and I just have to rework and blow up people's mindset around physical reality and what it is and what it's not and how it's not that static, to break it down to them and then be able to turn it around to like how we can use our energy to manipulate metal.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, I'll come to it if you're giving ice cream after.
If you're coming, we'll get ice cream afterward. Okay. Believe it or not, time to take our last commercial break of the show. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to secretsofthesire.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We've been speaking this hour with the co-author of the book, Overcoming Acute and Chronic Pain, Sebia Marie Debra. Tell me, what did you learn through the process of writing this book with Dr. Mukozi?
Well, that is my first book.
Oh, this is the
so
first
I learned
book.
How to write a book.
Ah, gotcha. Okay.
I think the process of that was just... really, you know, and having a little bit of my own spin on it, you know, there's new research constantly on pain.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's something that everyone suffers from, no matter, you know, who you are, what you're doing every single day.
Yeah.
There's, you know, I think you can train your brain to really not feel it, right? But I think we're all imperfect and it's not a Debbie Downer outlook. It's reality. I think that we have, you know, globally, there's there's non-coherence, you know, and we're all living in a world that is very disruptive.
Absolutely.
And not in harmony.
Absolutely.
So my take has always been, well, that is really a reflection of also how individually we stand and how we feel. And you know what our thoughts are, and when you do not have the I don't want to say strong will or determination, but more so determination of really centering yourself and becoming aware of, whoa, what's going on around me, that this can all be affecting me on some kind of subtle level or more extreme.
Right.
You know, but there's the global coherence, which is, you know, something that we brought up with HeartMath Institute. They have something. And the Princeton University with PEAR.
Oh, yes. That's actually, PEAR is one of the things I mentioned in the spoonbending workshop.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you definitely have to.
I mean, that's just, that's.
Yeah. Oh, that's totally. The PEAR stands for the Princeton Engineering Anomalies Research.
Yeah.
I don't know if is the website still up on Princeton?
It's still up.
Wow.
But they're I think that they're kind of like...
Well, it's been defunded for a number of years, so it might go away any minute. But like if you can, you know, go to princeton.edu and do a search for PEAR.
There's some fascinating...
And there's amazing data there, yeah. I wanted to ask you... to me, one of the most enlightening things I learned about pain... which I learned from a woman, Karen Litzy, who was a physical therapist who used to do a radio show on this network a couple of years ago, was that pain is an output of the brain. You know, we have a tendency to think that, like, you know, we stub our toe and our toe hurts, but actually it's our brain responding to the signals from the toe, and it's an output of our brain. It's not an input of the brain.
That's really fascinating. I pretty much agree with that.
Yeah.
I think that our body signals everything and things that we don't even realize it's signaling to us. For example, with pain, you know, we get into, you know, even menstrual cramps, like just fibromyalgia and all that, and just even worse than that. And I think that, you know, sensory input is really important, because we can, you know, if
you could do something about it.
I mean, something about it. There's people who don't even feel pain.
Right.
Who have those, you know, a specific sensory issue.
Right.
Doesn't get. So it pretty much saves you from.
Right. It's like a signal that you have to do something. Like, I always use the analogy of if think about what would happen if we didn't feel any pain. And one day we're standing in our kitchen talking to a friend and we put our hand on the stove and we don't realize that the stove is still hot. If we don't feel pain,
I lost my hand.
Yeah, it's like, what's going to happen to your hand? If it just sits there, it's going to turn to ashes eventually. So it's like the pain makes you go, ouch, and you take your hand off because it gives you the signal, like, no, move your hand away from there. So is pain a bad thing? No, it's just information to tell you that you need to make a change.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Were there any surprises in doing this book with Dr. Mukozi? With anything that you learned that surprised you, or anything around pain that to you was a bit of an aha moment that you learned in the process?
I have to say that it was really nothing extraordinary.
Okay.
In terms of what I've experienced, what I know. Right. For others, yes, because it really breaks everything down, and it is. It's beyond an introduction, but for anyone who really wants to understand pain and how to help themselves with pain, I think this is a great book.
Oh, okay, wonderful.
I would really like to, in the next book that I'm doing, really go more of the energetic.
So wait, how many books are you like?
I don't even want to say. Don't hold me
that
to
many?
It.
That many? Okay. So how many books have you published so far?
Two.
Two. So this one and...
Common Pain Conditions with Common Pain with Mark Mukozi. James Oshman did the forward to that book, and he's amazing.
Yeah.
I met him. He's, you know, he's one of my biggest fans.
Wonderful.
I would say, yeah.
So what's really, do you feel is your personal intention behind this book, Overcoming Acute and Chronic Pain?
I think it's just creating awareness for people who are in the mindset of really just... wanting to not use medication and to use alternative therapies.
Mm-hmm.
And everything in there, you know, I even have some foods that are, you know, that reduce pain. But it, going back to signaling, it's all, you know, also in our minds, you know. And you know, if we're not producing enough serotonin, for example, we're not feeling as good as about ourselves, you know. So I think it really has to do with meditation, mindfulness, and calming ourselves down, and releasing good hormones. I mean, as much as, you know, yoga, that's a big deal. I love Bikram yoga.
Ah, you like that hot, sweaty stuff.
Yes,
huh?
Yes.
I sweat just walking down the street. I don't I know you also got into sort of herbs and essential oils. Are there any, like, essential oils or herbs?
I really like frankincense.
Frankincense, yeah.
People
love frankincense.
You really need to get frankincense if you haven't had it.
Yeah, it's great stuff.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Do you have any, like, daily practices yourself? I mean, other than, obviously, meditation and mindfulness, do you have any sort of daily practices that you do that you feel like helps to keep you from experiencing pain?
Definitely. You know, there was a period of time where I was meditating up to 2 hours every single day.
Oh, wonderful.
And I was doing yoga for an hour on my rooftop in Brooklyn. I mean, it was just, I did anything I could to really keep centered. Now I've noticed I've been working a lot more, but I'm still able to, you know, if I miss a few days of meditation, for example, I can fall back into it very easily. And I think that's just with training. And just being, like, you know, in the beginning, meditation feels more like concentration.
Right.
You know, it's attention. You're trying to create space between your thoughts.
Right.
And I'm, you know, once you start doing it, you can, you know, it feels like 5 minutes goes by in 2 hours.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And then you're really...
Yeah, and there are, like huge, huge benefits to meditation. They say that, like, 20 minutes of deep meditation is equivalent of, like, 2 hours of sleep.
Yes, yes. And another thing that I do is I really like mantras.
Okay.
I say, you know, I'm whole, perfect, strong, powerful, and loving repeatedly. And I did that a few years ago to the point where it really started, you know, changing the way my mind just thought about things, you know, and just really... words are very powerful. Dr. Emoto has shown us that with all of his studies of snowflakes and water.
And water.
I tell everyone this and they're like, what?
Yeah.
And I was just talking to a friend about this too. They even did studies where the spider and the web came out differently between, you know, different types of music. Yes. So basically, a spider web would be more filled and probably more geometrical.
More geometrical and
in harmony.
Right.
Listening to, you know, good music
like Mozart, or Bach, or Beethoven, and if you put on heavy metal, it was like deformed.
I don't think it's a web.
Yeah. Exactly. Wonderful. So. Sibia, if people want to learn more about your services and about you, where can they go? Where can they find you?
They can go to my website.
Which is?
MyFirstNameLastName.com.
Why don't you spell that for everyone?
I will. S is in Edward, B is in boy, H-I-A. Debra is D-I-B-R-A.com.
All right. Wonderful.
And, if you need to clarify anything, you guys can call in the studio and they'll...
Yes, and we'll refer you to her. And where can they find the book, Overcoming? And I'll show it one more time to our Facebook live stream. There's the book.
They can find it at innertraditions.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to come into the studio today.
Thank you for having me.
It's been wonderful having you here.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And everybody, the phone's getting really hot on the Facebook live stream. And so just a couple of quick announcements before I end the show. I just want to remind everybody that our Conscious Business Collective is on for this month. It's the 27th of April at 7 p.m. I have not yet posted it, but please go to the meetup group, which is meetup.com/conscious-biz-collective. And join the meetup group. So then you'll get the announcement. I will be posting it probably this weekend. And we're doing a great topic this month. We've gone through the ideas of healing our relationships with the maternal archetype, the paternal archetype, and this month we're going to heal the relationship between each other. So healing the relationship between the maternal and paternal archetypes to help us in our life. So I hope you guys can come out for that. I got great guests lined up for the next several weeks with some really good stuff. And we've got some great shows in store for you tomorrow, starting at 11 a.m. within the No 420. Thank you guys all for listening. Thank you, everybody on the Facebook live stream. We will talk to you next week.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Hello, I'm JC.
I'm Joan.
And welcome to 21st Century Entrepreneur. We bring education,
insight,
knowledge,
awareness,
trouble,
craziness, and fun.
For you, the entrepreneur who's looking to build your business
and your community. Listen every Friday from noon to 1 Eastern on talkradio.nyc. And you can tweet us at 21st CE Radio or Talk Alternative.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on talkingalternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to secretsofthesire.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Talking Alternative. Hi, this is Rob Kay.
And I'm Callie Alpert.
And we're hosts of the Rob and Callie Show. Are you looking for a show that talks about real stuff like life, love, the pursuit of being yourself?
then you have come to the right place, because we cover topics ranging from chivalry to gratitude to your relationship with money and everything in between.
So listen to us on The Robin Callie Show, Tuesdays, 8 to 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.myc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.